from Mark and the Psalms, rich man is called to sell all he has and follow Jesus. He had kept all the commandments as far as the not killing or stealing and so on, but he may not have shown the love to others Jesus teaches. This man had to put others first before his wealth. Accepted by Jesus, and yet the man went home sad because he knew what he had to do. He wants the inheritance, but at what cost? What do I do to inherit eternal life? Comes to us, not something we achieve. Does the rich man grieve because he cannot do it, or is he grieving because he may sell his possessions, and that would be horrific? Interestingly, Jesus gives the man requirements that include the treatment of others. The commandments are about loving our neighbor and not cheating them out of their possessions just for our personal gain. Sell what you think is yours and give it to the ones without. Give up for others and follow Jesus, and you will have your reward. You will have riches and eternal life. Jesus reminds the disciples they will have a good life and eternal life because of their willingness to give up everything to follow Jesus. The difficulty in this story is knowing Jesus loves him, but thinking the man did nothing. Jesus loved him, and then the young man went away sad, sad because he knows what he has to do, but blessed because Jesus loved him. Jesus loves us, and we know what we need to do. What keeps us from doing what Jesus teaches? Why do we, who are full of the love of Jesus, not go find someone who needs Jesus' message of love and hope? What stops us? The evil in this world will give you all kinds of excuses for not going about the business of Jesus. The devil will stop you from doing the right thing as long as you let him. The question of this rich man and our question is not, what do I do to inherit eternal life? But what do I do now that eternal life has been given to me because of Jesus? What do I do? We are adopted children of God because of our baptism. We are disciples, and therefore we are given the inheritance of life as brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, inheritors of eternal life. So now, what do? Now we go out to all nations, baptizing, making disciples, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with all people. The gospel of Jesus is what we bring. What we do is bring it to others. Ask the correct questions and hear the words of Jesus. Last week, we hear God say, listen to him. Last week, Peter heard it and got it wrong. This week, Peter asks a new question. Who can be saved? Jesus said, with mortals this is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible. Give up the earthly things that keep you from the treasures of heaven and follow Jesus. God gives us an open gate that leads to the kingdom of heaven. If we listen to the calling of Christ to give up all our earthly riches and give to the poor, we will hear the voice of God telling us the open gate has more to offer us than all the wealth of this world. Pass through the open gate that God opens in Jesus Christ, and you'll find a kingdom of love and peace and a wealth that exceeds all of our expectations. The love God has for us is shown in his abundant grace, and all he asks us is love him and love each other. This is the reason God opens the gate of his kingdom, so that all God's children will have life. Jesus is the open gate of salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of abundant riches, when asked to give everything to follow Jesus, a rich man faltered. Give us the courage to give everything that we have to you, knowing that what you offer through your open gate is more valuable than all the riches in the world. Amen.